Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. A sense of belonging is very important to everyone having this human experience now on Earth because it's part of your life. You want to belong, whether it's at school, whether it's at college, uni, work, in a relationship, in a family, in a community, in a church, anything like that. So the sense of belonging actually takes over. But see it in a different perspective of what I'm going to share with you now is that you already belong to the earth. You already belong on this earth, and you are experiencing different phases within your life in order to really enjoy and really help you grow through your path and journey as is. Okay, so it really is a chance for you to accept and understand where you are right now, where you've come from, as in everything you've been through up until this point, where you are right now, and also defining and being intentional about your wishes and dreams and hopes for the future and where you're going in the future. So a sense of belonging means, what I define as a sense of belonging, is that I am fine not being in certain things, okay, because I choose not to be, but also I know I belong to the earth. So I smile when I see the trees or the oceans or whatever it is, because I know I belong here. And I'm so on my mission, why calling legacy everything, that I am fine being on my own, because I'm not totally on my own. I've got my angel army with me as well. Do you know what I mean? So defining a sense of belonging for you personally is something that you can journal out, you can work through. And also, kind of as you're doing it, kind of identify the feelings of why you feel as though you have to be in that particular environment with those particular people or whatever. I know it's kind of a caveman type thing, that it's part of, you've got to be part of the village, the town, the community, the people, whatever it is. That can bring support, that can bring guidance and structure and stability. But if it's the wrong environment, like it's toxic or icky or anything like that, that can actually really push you off in a different direction. But it also makes you question yourself, like, I'm alone, I'm this, why am I alone? Why aren't these people accepting me? Blah, blah, blah. And then you start overthinking, you start talking yourself out of doing stuff, your self-esteem lowers, your self-esteem and your self-confidence lowers, and the self-respect goes as well, I'd say, too, because you're not seeing how important you are, how valuable you are, but, you know, because the sense of belonging is taking over even more, the emotions, the feelings and all of that. And it'll get to a peak point where you actually don't know whether you're coming or going, because you can't define why you're here for what you're doing, but also feeling and latching on as though you are nothing without that person. You are nothing without that community. You are nothing without this, when actually you are. Now, if you're religious, you need to know that God is inside of you. You need to know, if you are spiritual, the universe is inside of you, whatever you believe. Allah, Buddha, angels, you know, the great infinity beyond. It's all inside of you. So it's every single step that you take every single day, kind of, you have a sense of belonging as you're here. It's great when you've got the right support and the great support surrounding you, and you've got people who are your cheerleaders and the positive, and they're all of that. But when you have the flip side of that, it can actually make you question a lot of things. So my message for you today is, a sense of belonging is important, but see it as a different perspective, that you already belong here on earth to do your mission, why calling legacy, everything like that, right? Having the positive people cheerlead you on is amazing and incredible. but you can do this thing. I'm not saying you're the lone wolf and you're going along this journey by yourself, but what you need to do is work on your mindset. It's a mindset thing. You need to work on your mindset, knowing that you are okay, you are strong, you are powerful, and the people that you bring in your arena, the people that you bring in your life, the people that you allow to sit at your table are going to enhance your life and your journey and your path as you go along it. You don't have to put up with or settle for toxicity, negativity, all of this stuff, but it's great to have a sense of belonging too. There's a mixture, but don't feel as though you have to sacrifice your original blueprint, the person who you are, your soul or anything, just to belong to a group, a club, people, all of this, okay? I remember one time when I was little, I was 9 years old and I was bullied in the place where I used to live because I didn't have anything that is denim. I didn't have denim jeans, I didn't have a denim skirt, didn't have a denim shirt, didn't have anything denim. And I was bullied just because of that. So I wasn't belonging in that group. And yeah, it was kind of 9 years old. It's kind of, oh, well, I'm not enough because I don't have denim, because we couldn't afford denim. You know what I mean? And it kind of, yeah. And I think what's instilled in me from that point is I'm okay by myself. And it's okay not to be in with everyone else, keeping up with the Joneses, having this, having that, blah, blah, blah. It's okay because I'm a trailblazer. I can do stuff by myself. I've got my angel army with me anyway. And I'm important regardless whether I'm in the group or whether I'm not. And that's probably, okay, why I didn't necessarily fit in a lot of groups in high school. I was friends with one particular group and then another particular group and another particular group. And, you know, I joined the military and then obviously you're part of the team, you're part of your, you know, squad and things like that. And, you know, you're in a team because you're actually in your, you know, when you're posted, you're in your, with all the rest of the soldiers and things. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's great. But also I'm a person who I love being by myself. I like to recharge myself on my own. I like silence. I don't need to be in with the gangs or the groups or, you know, the clicky-clicky. I don't do clicky-clicky in any way, shape or form. I am not pretending to be something I'm not just to be in with the group. Do you know what I mean? Because again, it feels icky to me. I don't want to do it. So today's message is all about you giving yourself permission to knowing that a sense of belonging is what you define it as. It's whatever's in your head, but you need to reframe and reprogram yourself and write yourself a new story. If it's anything to do with negativity, if it's anything to do with you don't feel as though you're good enough because of X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, you're not in the group, so you're not accepted, you don't earn this money, you don't drive this car, who cares? None of that defines you. None of it defines you. If you can be, you know, have all the things in the world and still be an asshole. You know what I mean? You could have hardly anything and be the most amazing person ever. Do you get me? So it's whatever you think it is. So have a think of whether you see your sense of belonging, whether you feel as though you have to, you know, mold yourself into being a person, either in a relationship, in a friendship, in a situation at work or anything, or whether you are really being true to yourself, because the sense of belonging is all about you. And it is all about knowing that your next phase of life, continuing forward, is wherever you're concerning yourself on. But you need to accept you. You need to understand your needs, your requirements, your goals, your dreams, your desires, and everything that you're doing. And you need to be the best version of you ever, every single day. So you can be a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. And that's a good thing. Okay, so don't feel as though you have to sacrifice anything in order to mold yourself and that you have to give things up just to be in the club or whatever. If people can't accept you for you, they're not worth it. And you are worth 50 million times more than that. So I'm sending you lots of love. Stay positive. I'll put the links in the show notes and I'll see you on the next podcast.